Recording has started.
Thank you, TJ. Good afternoon. This is Carol Ventura, Executive Director of Rhode Island Housing. This is the August 10th, 2021 meeting of the Rhode Island Housing Board of Commissioners Management Committee. CJ Rotella, the Director of Information Technology for Rhode Island Housing, will provide information on this telephonic meeting.
Good afternoon, this is CJ Rotella. This meeting will be recorded and available for review on Rhode Island Housing's website within 3 to 5 business days after this meeting. Except for specific Rhode Island Housing staff participating telephonically in this meeting, all callers will be muted during the meeting. To prevent any feedback or background noise, we ask telephone participants to please mute your telephone if you are not speaking. If during the meeting anyone is having technical difficulties with the audio or accessing the call, they should call 401-457-1240. Thank you.
Thank you, CJ. This is Carol Ventura. Corinne Myers, Acting General Counsel for Rhode Island Housing, will provide additional information on this meeting.
Good afternoon. This is Corinne Myers, Acting General Counsel. This meeting is being held in hybrid fashion, with all members of the Management Committee appearing in person in keeping with the Rhode Island Open Meetings Act, and specific RI Housing staff participating via teleconference. Members of the public may access the meeting in person or via teleconference according to their preference. In addition, members of the public can visit the RI Housing website to view today's agenda and information on the actions being taken. If the teleconference is interrupted, we will stop the meeting until audio is restored. Chairman Nicholas Retsinas will preside at today's meeting. Commissioners and staff, when you speak during the meeting, whether you are in person or staff communicating via telephone, please state your name prior to speaking for the benefit of members of the public who may be listening in or accessing the recording at a later date. If applicable, please mute your telephone or computer to minimize background noise. Now I will turn it over to Chairman Retsinas to call the meeting to order.
Thank you, and welcome to this committee meeting, management committee meeting. Let me call the meeting to order and ask Carol to take attendance roll.
Thank you, Jim. This is Carol Ventura. I will now conduct a roll call of members of the management committee, Board of Commissioners in attendance, and staff of Rhode Island Housing. Chairman Nicholas Retsinas.
Here.
Commissioner James Thorson.
Here.
Commissioner Designee Leanne Burns.
Present.
Staff of Rhode Island Housing. James Comer.
Here.
Leslie McKnight.
Here.
Corinne Myers.
Here.
CJ Rotella.
Here.
Chairman Rokola.
Thank you very much. The last time we met was June 11, 2021. Do I have a motion to approve the minutes of that meeting?
Leanne, I make a motion to approve.
Is there a second?
It's Jim Thorson, I second.
Are there any comments or questions regarding the minutes? Hearing none, let me ask General Counsel to call the roll.
This is Corinne Myers. Commissioners, when I call your name, if you are in favor of recommending approval of the minutes of the Management Committee meeting held on June 11th, 2021, please say aye. If you are opposed, say nay. Chairman Retsinas.
Aye.
Commissioner Designee Byrne.
Aye.
Director Thorson.
Aye.
The vote is unanimous. Thank you.
Now we'll now turn to committee action number 2, recommendation for approval of engagement of payment processing firm. Is there a motion to move forward before we entertain a discussion?
Having a presentation first.
Is there a second?
Sorry, I asked a question. Are we having
a
presentation from staff before we
move
it?
Yeah, just to put it on the menu.
Okay, so I make a motion to approve.
Properly move, let's turn it over to Leslie McKnight.
This is Leslie McKnight. I am presenting a request for action for approval to engage CDT Technologies Limited, doing business as Repay, to provide Rhode Island Housing with a customer-facing digital portal and electronic processing services. Rhode Island Housing issued a request for proposal in April 2021 seeking proposals for qualified firms to provide payment processing services. The RFP was posted on Rhode Island Housing's website and the website maintained by the State of Rhode Island Department of Business Administration's Division of Purchases. 7 firms submitted proposals in response to the request for proposal, a selection committee comprised of members of the loan servicing, IT, finance, and compliance areas reviewed the proposals and evaluated them in accordance with the criteria outlined in the RFP. The committee assigned Repay a score of 89 out of a possible 100. Repay currently provides payment processing services to approximately 30 mortgage clients, including other housing finance agencies, and is an existing Rhode Island Housing vendor. The review committee was impressed by Repay's processes, web interface capabilities, and pricing plan, and feels that Repay is best positioned to offer existing and new services to our customers. The approximate cost of the engagement for an initial 3-year term is $556,000.
We have a motion. We have a second. Any discussion? Any questions, Leslie?
I have a question. So this is a new service that we're providing to customers, or?
No, so we currently provide this service to our customers. So if a borrower wants to make a payment, what is called in the industry a one-time payment, electronically they can go onto our website and they can schedule that payment. This vendor, so we've been offering this service for a number of years now. We've decided to re-engage our existing vendor. And this vendor is bringing some additional functionality to our borrowers. One particular functionality is to offer the ability for borrowers to make debit card payments. So right now, borrowers provide their routing number and their checking account number from their check. Many people don't even have checkbooks anymore. So this will give us the ability to allow borrowers to provide their debit card number. We're also going to allow borrowers or provide a service to allow borrowers to make bi-weekly payments. So those bi-weekly payments would result in one additional payment per year, which will give the borrower the ability to accelerate the prepayment of their mortgage and gain equity in their home.
Sorry, just one follow-up. So do you anticipate either of those adding to the processing fees that the agency has to pay?
Probably not, because we believe that borrowers will switch from using their checking account to debit card. We don't necessarily think that'll necessarily increase participation.
Okay. Thank you.
I have a couple of questions, Leslie. Sure. You said they scored an 89. Were there other proposers that were scored as well?
Yes. We had a total of 7 respondents, and the next highest score was a 78.
Okay.
So they were the highest score by 11 points.
And were any of them, and any of the others, existing vendors?
Not existing vendors with us. There were some good vendors. I would say that the reason that this vendor scored the highest is they already have interface and integration with our mortgage servicing platform. So there were no implementation fees associated with that, and all of the other vendors needed to develop that integration.
Are there fees associated with paying by debit?
Yes. So there are transaction fees across the board. So this is primarily a transaction-based contract. So we'll pay a licensing fee and a maintenance fee monthly, but the rest of the cost will be transaction-based. The fees for a debit card are slightly higher than the transaction fees for a non-debit transaction, but they will be capped at a specific dollar amount.
We're talking like 100 basis points, or?
I want to say it's about $4.95.
Okay, all right, great.
Thank you. Any further questions or comments? Hearing none, let me ask our asking General Counsel to call the roll.
This is Corinne Myers. Commissioners, when I call your name, if you are in favor of recommending the approval of the engagement of a payment processing firm as presented, say aye. If you are opposed, say nay. Chairman Retsinas?
Aye.
Commissioner Designee Byrne?
Aye.
Director Thorson?
Aye.
The vote is unanimous. Thank you.
Let me turn our attention to James Comer, who will speak for a recommendation of approval from the provider of real estate development and asset management software.
Thank you, Chairman. This is James Comer. This is a request for action
to engage ProLink Solutions to provide a software solution to support the full life cycle of real estate development and asset management. Rhode Island Housing does a lot of things very well. We develop projects, we shepherd them through construction, and we manage the asset over the life of the project. What sometimes is made harder is the transition between those phases of the project's life cycle, simply because, as currently set up, our development and asset management staff use multiple different software packages to handle their business, and those don't talk to one another in any meaningful way. What we sought to do with this process is bring on a software provider that will integrate all of the processes that we use from the beginning of a project through its asset management cycle under one software package that would allow the ease of communication between each department and between each phase of the project lifecycle. On October 1st, we issued an RFP seeking responses from qualified vendors to provide these services. 9 software vendors submitted proposals in response. A selection committee comprised of staff from development, leased housing, and our IT department reviewed and scored the proposals in accordance with the criteria set forth in the RFP. There were two proposers selected as the top two scorers, Emphasis out of Michigan and ProLink Solutions out of Colorado. We evaluated each proposal, interviewed, went through demos of the product with these two, and solicited recommendations from references. And it was determined after this process that ProLink is the best qualified vendor for our purposes. The cost for a 3-year engagement is $737,000. That is consistent with the other proposals. There was a range, obviously, of different pricing, but it was neither the highest nor the lowest. We seek approval to engage ProLink to provide this real estate development and asset management software, which will be onboarded within the next 6 months to a year on an ongoing basis to ensure that both our asset management and development processes are optimized and can talk to one another on an ongoing basis and not through a kind of clunky process that we have right now.
Thank you. Is there a motion to approve?
Make a motion to approve.
For a second?
Second. Is Jim Thorson second?
I have a question for James, just out of my own curiosity.
Sure.
I remember maybe 2 years ago participating in a process with a lean vendor. Was this one of the recommendations that came out of that process?
Yes, it's something that we've been trying to do for a while, and certainly something that other HFAs struggle with as well. Just for example, anecdotally, Illinois last year won an award at NCSHA's national conference because they created a full-time employee position to handle these transitions, to manage the process, because it was so disjointed and they're working within their internal processes to do that. This is something that is a traditional tension in the work that we do between the handoff between development, construction, and asset management. So it has been a priority for us for a while. It was a long process to vet these products because they're, as you can imagine, they're fairly detailed and fairly specific. And it was a great job by the development, leased housing, and IT folks to really dig into this and figure out that ProLink is, in fact, the best product for us.
No other questions or comments? Hearing none, let's ask the General Counsel to conduct a roll call vote.
This is Corinne Myers. Commissioners, when I call your name, if you are in favor of recommending approval to engage a provider of real estate development and asset management software as presented, please say aye. If you are opposed, say nay. Chairman Ratzinas?
Aye.
Commissioner Designee Byrne?
Aye.
Director Thorson?
Aye.
The vote is unanimous. Thank you.
Thank you. There's no further business awaiting the committee, so I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Is there a second?
I second.
Let's have a roll call vote.
This is Corinne Meyer speaking. Commissioners, when I call your name, if you are in favor of adjourning this meeting, please say aye. If you are opposed, say nay. Chairman Ratzinas?
Aye.
Commissioner Designee Byrne?
Aye.
Director Thorson?
Aye.
The vote is unanimous. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.